Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Siobhan Donovan is a state senator, a Republican who represents Henrico County in the Virginia General Assembly, and she's with us this morning because of the surprise, I think it was to you, that Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam vetoed two of your bills this week. Tell me what happened.
Yes, sir. Well, Tuesday he vetoed Senate Bill 1592, which I really thought he was going to sign. It is a small business bill to protect businesses. It came to my attention from a catering company in Henrico, Garnish, and Executive Order 20 under McAuliffe was to create a new designation of SWAM businesses called micro businesses. And this really caused a reshuffling of how businesses worked with the state government to get contracts, and micro businesses had to have less than 25 employees, 25 or less employees. So Garnish had been contracting for events with the state for 3 years when they were all of a sudden excluded from being able to compete for those contracts and services, and they were told they couldn't compete because they had 27 employees.
Oh.
Well, Lewis Campbell, the owner of Garnish, is a really reputable, ethical guy, and what happened was he took all of his part-time employees and put them on his payroll, so he paid his side of their payroll taxes. And while he only had 18 or less full-time equivalents, and FTEs are how we all talk in business about how many employees we have. We don't itemize all of our part-time employees. Right. But because he was doing the ethical thing, he was excluded from even the opportunity to compete for opportunity.
So your bill would have fixed that? So that
it would have. I asked them to change the regulation without a bill. And the Small Business Diversity agency at the state level said they couldn't. So we legislated it. It got all with their support. We worked out a way that the businesses would be responsible to send their payroll and demonstrate what their FTEs were. And everything was fine with the agency. We got it through the House and the Senate, only to have the governor send down an amendment trying to add a reenactment clause, which meant it wouldn't have gone into effect unless we voted on it again next year, which we rejected with bipartisan support in the Senate and House.
Why would he push for that? What's the point of doing that?
I am not sure. I have had a conversation with them. They say that they have been doing some internal reworkings to make sure that the processes go better, and they didn't want this to interfere with that. And the additional statement was that it would have been too onerous for both the agency and the businesses. Well, it's certainly not onerous for the business to be able to compete and, you know, and have contracts and pay their employees. So I am, that's why I was surprised. I'm not sure why it was vetoed.
It is surprising. The second bill had to do with health care. Give me the 30 seconds on that.
With health care, this is the association health plan legislation that we've talked about before. It basically lets small businesses, solo proprietors, band together with their professional organization that's a nonprofit and come up with low-cost group health insurance. This is the opportunity for small businesses to provide cost-effective health insurance to their employees and not take that benefit away from them. And he vetoed that again this week as well.
So do you think maybe he's mad at you or somebody on his staff is mad at you? I'm puzzled. I guess I should ask you directly, did he send down a veto memo that explains his side of the story, or were you just notified it ain't going to happen?
I got a phone call from the administration, and so I will say that that was very gracious. I have not gotten a phone call before when other things were vetoed, so I was grateful for that. But he has vetoed several pieces of legislation, and I think this is a very politicized, there's a great sense of protecting the Obamacare template. And the Obamacare template is in jeopardy because it doesn't work. And many other states and the federal government is given the opportunity for citizens to have more options at health care that are lower cost, but Virginia keeps blocking them because they're worried about the jeopardy of change. And, you know, when something doesn't work, you shouldn't trap families in a high cost. There are families that are paying more than their mortgage for their health insurance.
Oh, I know that's true.
If you leave the group market, small group marketplace, and go to an association health plan, it can save your family $4,500 a year.
So what happens
Medicaid
next?
Medicaid doesn't help these individuals. They're not eligible for Medicaid.
Yeah, we've got an election coming up. So what happens next? Does this wind up being something that you run on and that other members of the General Assembly run on and try to point out that there may be a political wall being erected to anybody who's trying to change the dynamic regarding Obamacare?
Absolutely. I think that there were two other pieces of innovative legislation that are permissible under federal law that would have provided other low-cost opportunities for Virginians. And the difference is Republicans and several Democrats, quite frankly, were willing to vote for that. This has bipartisan support. But you're going to be stuck with no alternatives if you don't have Republicans in there fighting for you, point blank. This is something that we really were passionate about. The governor came back with a request for an amendment where we would have protected the mandatory health benefits that are included in the Affordable Care Act. That was one of his concerns, was that these plans wouldn't have them. We were willing to accept that amendment. The problem is he poisoned the legislation with a substitute that would have taken sole proprietors who already had the opportunity to buy small group health insurance, would have taken that insurance away from them and made it an absolutely unacceptable bill.
Boy, there's something going on here, and I can't wait. I hope the governor will join us on the air. You've given me a number of new questions to ask him if he'll rejoin us for Ask the Governor, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. State Senator Dr. Siobhan Donovant, the Republican who represents parts of Henrico. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.